Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of John and chapter 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief or a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning, everybody. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, please would you nourish us with your word today. Amen. Well, this idea of Jesus as a true shepherd and his followers as sheep has been around for the whole of the Christian era. In the catacombs in Rome, we've got a picture of the shepherd with the lamb round his shoulders. But this little parable of Jesus that's written in John's Gospel is a little bit more complicated than just being about a shepherd and sheep. The parable is about Jesus answering the question of who the true Messiah is from God, and is it him, kind of thing. And people in biblical times were used to the image of shepherd, of God as shepherd, God the shepherd of Israel, and also the king. The shepherd king, the most famous shepherd king, of course, was King David, a king after God's own heart. And he was a shepherd boy anyway, and of course killed Goliath with his sling and stone. And in this parable, Jesus is claiming to be the true ruler of God's people. In contrast to the false shepherds. Now, the false shepherds are the ones who clamber over the walls of the sheepfold instead of going in at the gate. And they only come into the fold to harm the sheep. Well, who would the false shepherds be in Jesus's day? Well, possibly they were the false messiahs who had come previously. Before Jesus erupted onto Israel's scene, there were several false messiahs. And these false messiahs were revolutionary leaders. Their whole aim was to violently, through military means, get rid of the oppressor, of the Romans. And this was absolutely against what Jesus said about messiahship. Secondly, there was the house of Herod. Well, they were kings. They were put into rule in Jerusalem through the Romans. They were collaborators. They wanted to keep their wealth and their power, and so they agreed with everything Rome said. Not true shepherd kings. And then thirdly, the religious leaders, the Pharisees, they were so important in Jewish life, and they failed in their duty of care to care for their people. And another question, when the true appointed, anointed Shepherd King comes, how will he be recognized? Now, all Israelites would have pictured, could picture the sheepfold. It was a regular sort of around in their land. So they would know that the fold has only one gate. Inside the fold, maybe several flocks. And each flock would recognize the voice of their own shepherd. So when the shepherd king, the rightful shepherd, comes, he doesn't come over the walls. He comes through the gate and he calls his sheep. He calls his sheep by name and they recognize his voice and they follow him out to fresh pastures, to nourishment. Now, Jesus then comes up with the explosive saying, I am the gate for the sheep. And these I am sayings from John's Gospel are really, really crucially important. We have I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the light of the world. And I am the true vine. And these sayings, because he uses the saying, I am, go back to when Moses approached the burning bush and God spoke to him. And eventually Moses asks, what is your name? And God says, I am who I am. So by saying, I am the gate for the sheep, Jesus is saying, I am God. Crucial. Now the shepherd, the true shepherd may lie down in the gateway at night so that the sheep are safe from predators. He keeps them safe and he stops them getting out as well, and he won't lose any. And this image of Jesus as the gate reminds us, hopefully, of Jesus on the cross. We can only go through the gate into salvation through Jesus. Through Jesus who died on the cross to save us from our sins, to all that separates us from God, all the ways we fall short of God, of being the people that God created us to be. It's the cross that is the true gate, Jesus on the cross. So, okay, what does this shepherd and sheep imagery mean for us today in the 21st century? What will harm the sheep, who are the true kind of the leaders who will look after the sheep? Now, we know that Jesus's backstory is there. That's always in our minds. But in our society, I hope that we pray regularly for our leaders. We're called to do that. We may not agree with them, but it's really important that we pray for them to have wisdom, to lead their flock into safe ways, into safe pastures, into flourishing. And we know that certainly, even in Britain, there are people who purport to be leaders who don't lead us into safety. And that is really, really, really difficult. They are the kind of ones who climb in over the walls. And also in other nations, you know, we know that there are false shepherds who haven't got the welfare of their flock at heart. They only want to serve their own desires, their own agendas, their own needs. And sometimes those are violent. Secondly, we have the problem with almost too much in our society. We are trapped in our culture of wanting more of wanting, grabbing, of materialism, consumerism, of being, you know, the advertisements, the false messages on the internet. We gobble it all up, and this leads us astray. So these issues in our society today, in our culture, highlight the difference in Jesus's way of shepherding. In Jesus's kingdom, violence has no place. It's denounced. And rather than greedy grabbing, the new kingdom life is all about self-giving love. The shepherd king gives his life for his sheep and is the servant of all. Now, we are children of God, and we hopefully hear our Master Jesus calling us. We recognize his voice and we follow him. We follow him out into the world. It's no good staying safe and sound in that sheepfold, never coming out, because we'll starve, we'll die. We need to go out into the pastures for our own nurture, but also to nurture others. It's following Jesus in that responsibility of self-giving love by serving and hopefully teaching others to recognize Jesus's voice. Our society is, you know, nowadays doesn't recognize Jesus's voice very much at all. And it's our job. Nobody else can do it. It's our job to be God's people out there in the world, showing the example of being Jesus's friend and helping others to recognize his voice and follow his purposes. And hopefully we will want to do that in the joy of our post-Easter lives. And let us make this coming season one where we will go out and make a difference out there in Jesus' name.